There are many advantages to being a podcaster. One of them is the big fat I told you so. And we have receipts on this. And if you would like to look at my receipts, there was a show I did way back at the beginning of all of this coronavirus madness where I said, when someone tries to tell you about the shutdowns, point to Sweden. Look to Sweden. So we're going to revisit Sweden. We're going to revisit and look at Japan and what they did in the data that there is. These articles, I don't have time to put them into the show so you can see them if you're watching on YouTube, which I'd appreciate a subscribe if you enjoy this content, if you think it's beneficial. But I will put the links of the shows in there so you could follow along if you want to open it up. I'm going to go from the Sweden one to the Japan article, and we can just go through this together. And you could see the staggering data curve and why the lockdowns don't work. And you may be thinking, why do you need to brag? Matt, that's not very Christian-like. You know, Christians shouldn't be braggers. Well, I don't know about that. I'm not going to boast in myself. I will boast in the Lord. There is some boasting to be done as Christians. But I want you to see the approach of these countries, because today churches are closed and we're being told that we can't sing when we have countries that have flattened the curve without doing any shutdowns and any of the restrictions whatsoever mandated by the government. It was all individuals. They could do as they please. It was not government force. We have two examples, two data points. So you know that when our country makes these requirements, it is not about data. It is not about health. It's not about science. It's not about anything else than the agenda that they are putting forth. And they're using this as a vehicle to not let a crisis go to waste. And they're furthering their claws into our society. They're furthering the reach of government. And they're coming after us Christians by saying, and for example, in California, that you cannot go to church and worship indefinitely. Indefinitely. So that's what we're going to get into. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show. If you really appreciate this, I'd really appreciate, if you enjoy the show, I'd appreciate you sharing this, especially this one with all the data and stuff. And people need to hear this. Maybe your pastor even needs to hear this. Share with them those articles as well. We're part of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com. Put an HTBT in a memo field. You get a mug, get a shirt, get tons of other great benefits, tons of content behind the paywall. That's fantastic. All right, let's get into this. So this is from the Foundation for Economic Education. And we're going to see the comparisons, a few different comparisons between New York and Sweden and other countries, Belgium and Sweden as well. And you have to remember that because they're going, whenever you're in, and this is just true with any argument that you make with people that are not being honest. When you are arguing the point and you're winning, they will do a sleight of hand and try to change it to be about something else. And that's what we see when you point out Sweden, when you point out Japan. It's that you will see, well, the death rate is higher than the other countries, the local countries. And when you listen to what doctors say, and if you remember, and in fact, if you scroll down to the article, you will see a tweet from a guy named John Miltimore. Oh, no, it's a Parler, actually. Oh, no, it's a tweet, but he is on Parler, and that's what he's saying. And it reminds us of the chart that they were showing us. It's a red bell curve that's really steep. It goes up and down. And then the blue one, where it's the same area, but it's spread out. And the line that they were telling us with this chart is the same amount of people are going to get it. The same amount of people are going to die. The same amount of people are going to be impacted. We're doing the shutdown for 2 weeks so that our healthcare system will not be overwhelmed. So it's not about saving lives. It's not about the death rates. It's not about infections. It's not about any of those things. It's about spreading out the curve so that we wouldn't overwhelm the health system. And if you go down into that Sweden article towards the middle of it, you will see that chart. There's no numbers because it was just a simple image to diagram and to give you an image of understanding what their thinking was and their argument was back then in the beginning. I think it was in February or March that came out, or maybe even earlier than that. So they compare New York to Sweden, and their case was, is why did the New York Times go out in this article to go after Sweden and to bash them when they could just look at New York? And you can see that New York curve with the shutdowns, with all of the government interventions, with the most draconian impact until recently, or orders until recently from California, you'll see that their curve did exactly what they were trying to avoid. Forget the comparison to Sweden for a second, but it did exactly what they were trying to avoid. And Sweden's did exactly what they were trying to accomplish with the shutdowns in America. So you know that they don't know what they're doing. And the recommendations and the suggestions that they make don't work. They didn't do what they intended it to do. And so they're going to try to switch it. They're going to spin it. They're going to change the argument because they don't want to look bad. Remember, we said this early on in the beginning, that just look to Sweden. Look at what they're doing. Their numbers appear to be a lot better. And so they are. And we could see more and more of it happening now. And as you could see at the end, to be honest, there are more deaths now in Sweden than in New York. But that's not, again, the argument. The argument was not saving lives. It might be now because it makes them look bad. It was spreading it out. And any healthcare professional that is being honest, they will tell you that it is the lockdowns and keeping people isolated was never intended to eradicate the virus. It was to slow down the infection rate and to remember there was the R, they always talked about the R number. And like they thought it was like 6 or 7, turns out to be like 1 or something to that effect. And the hospital beds, that was all the thing. It was never about infection rates. It was never about cases like we're seeing today. And so what we see is what New York was trying to avoid happened, and what they were trying to go for, Sweden did, with the exact opposite approach. And I want you to remember this, and I want you to share this, because we are being told we can't worship God right now. We are being told that we don't have a First Amendment right now because of a medical emergency. When the data points to the countries that did less, that didn't infringe on the First Amendment rights, they don't have First Amendment rights in Sweden, they don't have First Amendment rights in Japan, but when they obeyed natural law and they did what rational people do, it actually worked out better for them. And yet somehow, the people in America that are talking about not wearing masks anymore, the Marxist burqa, as I call them, the people that are saying we're going to worship anyways, we're the murderers. We're the ones who wants to kill grandma. But when you look at the data, the people that are being compassionate and being sympathetic and loving their neighbor by listening to the government has the inverse result. Has inverse result. That deception and those lies come from one person and one person only. Remember, this battle is against principalities and powers. It is not against flesh and blood. So when you see flesh and blood acting a fool and saying lies and deceiving people and trying to get them to believe something that's the exact opposite, you know their father's the devil. You know their father's the devil. It is not about compassion and it is not about saving lives. And Sweden is getting crucified for it right now because they resisted and now there's evidence. Now there is receipts that we can compare to countries that followed the narrative with the country that didn't follow the narrative. And in fact, Japan is the same way. And there's another chart down here which even compares Belgium to Sweden. And Belgium's curve, it looks similar to New York's. And again, it goes to Sweden's, obviously is the same, and it's adjusted per capita. And again, the argument when you point to Sweden, I've heard, is, well, the neighboring countries have actually done better with lower death rates. It's not about the death rates. It's not about the death rates. The shutdown was never about that. Never was. And besides, there can be multiple elements and drivers to death rates besides a lockdown and not a lockdown. Like, hey, if you're New York and your government, your governor gave an executive order to put all the COVID patients into elderly homes who are the most susceptible, your death rate might go up a bit. It might go up a bit indeed. So that is Sweden. I really encourage you to check it out, look at that data, and just remember the comparisons and the tricks that they're going to try to play on you. It's never been about the death rates. It's never been about the death rates. All right. Japan ends their coronavirus emergency. So, you know, when a government enters a state of emergency, which gives them special powers, usually allows in America for the federal government to provide aid and finances to states. With 850 deaths and no lockdowns. And now I should also emphasize this before we leave Sweden or go back to Sweden since we left it, is that their GDP actually grew the last quarter. That's right. Not only did they succeed at doing what the governments failed at with flattening the curve, but their economy is not destroyed. They don't have the suicide. They don't have the suicide rates that have increased. They don't have the mental illness from being locked in their homes. They don't have all those secondary and the third effects. Tertiary? Oh my goodness. Ugh, I should not be in the communication profession. I apologize, guys. The second and third effects. They don't have those because they didn't shut down. It's absolutely amazing. So the Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, I think is how you say it. No disrespect, did not mean to say it incorrectly. I've decided to end the state of emergency across the nation. In just over a month and a half, we have almost brought the infection situation under control. Our battle against the virus will continue. Obviously, it's a virus. It's just like the flu virus. We can't get rid of it. As of Monday, the East Asian nation had reported 16,620 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Of those infected, 13,612 have already recovered and 851 have died. Tokyo, the nation's capital with 14 million residents, was the hardest hit with more than 5,100 cases. And on Monday, the city reported just 8 new infections. So guys, that just went off. I don't care that I'm right. I don't care. Well, I do care that our economy was ruined over this. I do care that our freedoms are infringed upon. But the most important thing now is, what are you doing to worship God? Are you not going to church? Are you listening to the pastors that are listening to the government? If your church is shut down at this point, I agree with Toby Sumter from Cross Politic. It's time to find a new church. If you're not worshiping God out of fear right now, you need to look at the data. And even more so than that, you just need to obey God. This has been politicized. This has been blown out of proportion. This has been escalated and used as a weapon to fight against us and remove our spiritual warfare weapons. We've been removed from gathering together as believers. We've been removed from taking the sacraments together. We've been removed from corporate worship, guys. This can't be so anymore. And I was really encouraged in California. We'll leave you with this high note. 3,000 churches in California band together and said, "We will not obey this order." Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray with them. Let's support them. Let's lift them up in prayer so that they can be victorious. And may God deliver a mighty victory in that stand. May the government be rendered useless and ineffective in any way that they try to come against those 3,000 churches. And may those other churches that are not part of that 3,000 repent. And maybe this will bring a revival. Maybe this will bring reformation. That's definitely what we need. Hope you have a good weekend. Enjoy that Sabbath. Enjoy the Lord's Day. Go worship God. Go sing. Go shout it from the rooftops. God is good, and His love endures forever. We'll talk to you next week. God bless.